Good morning. This is Tim and Julie Tennant coming to you for the Wake Up Call. It is so such a blessing to be a part of this on Sundays as we reflect on the Psalms. And today we begin book two of the Psalms with Psalm 42. Now, up to this point, we just crossed over from book one to book two of the Psalms. Remember last week we mentioned that the Psalms contain five collections to reflect the five books of the Torah. And the Psalms are known as the Sung Torah in the Jewish tradition. And we've had essentially Psalms of David in book one. And all throughout the Psalms, by the way, there are seven different authors of the various Psalms. And the verse book of Psalms contains all the Psalms of David, except for a few which are anonymous. But book two, from Psalm 42 to 72, begins with a collection of Psalms from a group called the Sons of Korah. Now, this family, you remember, experienced the judgment of God because of their role in the rebellion against the leadership of Moses and Aaron. That's in number 16. So the sons of Korah really represent rebellion against God. Isn't it wonderful that God, from that family, raised up a very devoted group in that lineage that become the ones who write some of the great Psalms of the Bible. So I think it's wonderful. It's a way of God showing, even in that, the redemption. Though the sons of Korah were judged, God used them in a mighty way as time goes on. In fact, this family, precisely because they experienced the judgment of God, they're so mindful of the grace of God. Mm. And by the grace of God, their descendants grew up and eventually became worship leaders under King David, and they wrote 11 of the Psalms that we have in our collection. And these Psalms, quite, I think, expectantly, they tend to reflect their appreciation for taking the long view in trusting God's grace over time to bring us to that place where we need to be. And Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, which in many manuscripts are one psalm, is no exception, and they reflect kind of one of the great themes of the Psalms, the Sons of Torah.
Yeah, I want to just say this psalm is so iconic. We love this opening verse, you know, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul thirsts for you. It's a beautiful opening line. But the refrain in this psalm opens up this whole topic of lament that we've talked about often before. And I just want to say a quick word about lament. Lament actually opens up the upward channel into which God can pour hope and grace into our lives. When we lament, we're lifting our eyes upward and saying, God, we need you to pour into us, pour your grace into us. So this is the opposite of despair. Despair is keeping our eyes down. And that's why I just love Psalm 42 so much, because at this point, three times, there's three refrains where the psalmist is actually speaking to his own soul, and he's looking down in his soul and saying, my soul, why are you so downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me? And then it's like he lifts his eyes up and says, put hope in God. I'll praise him yet. He's still my Savior. He is the God of my salvation. It's a conversation that the psalmist is having with his own soul in a time of feeling downcast. And he speaks to his soul and exhorts his own soul to put hope in God. And this comes in verse 5, this refrain, verse 5 of 42, again in verse 11, the exact same refrain. And then it appears in verse 5 of Psalm 43, which is one reason why, as Tim said, these two psalms are so often considered to be a unit, because that same refrain comes back. Why are you so downcast, my soul? Why so disturbed in me? And then that admonition, put your hope in God. We will yet praise him, because he is our Savior. So it's a beautiful introduction to the Psalms of Lament.
It's also important to remember that in Romans 5, Paul develops this movement from suffering to anguish to hope in God, right, which is the Joy's whole point, that in the Bible, lament is not despair. Lament is a different kind of motion in our lives where we come put our hope in God, and it reflects the experience of the sons of Korah. And Paul says, we rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Mm. That's Romans 5, 3 mm-hmm. to 5. So do not lose hope. Hope in God, for you will yet praise him. That's the refrain of this psalm. Now, right. all of us have things in our past which embarrass us and make you think that perhaps you're not eligible to serve the Lord. I'm speaking to you this morning, this Sunday morning, I'm speaking to you. Some of you have felt like, because of various things in your past, you are now exempted from serving the Lord. Well, through this psalm, the sons of Korah, these people that were known for rebelling against God, they remind us to trust God to do his work over the long haul. In the aftermath of Korah's rebellion, very few would have believed that one day their family would be appointed to lead worship for all of God's people. Moses, a murderer, becomes God's great deliverer of Israel. Jonah ran from God and became its great foreign missionary preacher. Peter denied Christ three times and becomes a leader in the early church. Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor, becomes an apostle. There's a pattern here, brothers and sisters. There's a pattern here. Jesus himself reflected on this to the Pharisee who was scandalized that Jesus would allow a prostitute into his presence. And Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much." God is the God of redemption. God is the God of new beginnings. God's the God of, the reason we never understand God's work is because he's always playing the long game and we always play the short game. And so I think this psalm is really about that long game, and that refrain really does bring it out, doesn't it, Julie?
It does. And I want to just say too about the hope that you talked about from Romans 5. There is a beautiful outburst of hope in each of these Psalms, 42 and 43. In 42, it comes in verse 8. There's this, it's like almost like a sunburst of hope just bursts into the psalm. "By day, the Lord directs his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me." And then a prayer to the God of my life. And then in Psalm 43, in verse 3, "Send forth your light and your truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me to the place where you dwell, to your presence." And so I love that, how this psalm, which is so tumultuous with lament, but is also just so filled with hope. And this reminder, deep calls to deep, your floods are sweeping over me. And yet there's this beautiful refrain of, "I will yet trust in the God of my salvation." So we're actually going to sing Psalm 42 and 43, just keeping them in this unit together with this wonderful refrain. And we'd like to introduce you to a new tune today. It's not a tune that I can give you a familiar hymn to, even though it was once used for a lot of hymns in the past. But it's the name of the tune is Salzburg, and it's a very singable, lovely, lyrical tune, which I just love because it makes me think of the deer panting for the water. So we'll just start singing it and you just join us. There's plenty of verses here for you to join in. So you'll get the hang of it very quickly. Psalm 42 to the tune of Salzburg. "As deer pant for the water clear, so my soul thirsts for you. My soul thirsts for the living God. When can I meet with you? My tears have been my food all day, and also through the night, while men mock me and say all day, 'Where is your God of might?' These things I do remember well, as I pour out my soul, how I went with the multitude into the house of God. I led the great procession with a shout of joy and song. With thanks and praise I went among the festive, joyful throng."
Now the chorus.
"Why are you so downcast, my soul? Why so disturbed in me? Put hope in God, I'll praise him yet. My Savior God is he.
My soul is downcast within me, so I remember you. From lands along the Jordan heights of Hermon these are two. Deep calls to deep within the roar of your great waterfalls. Your waves and breakers swept o'er me. They flooded without pause.
And yet, by day the Lord directs his love, his steadfast love to me. At night his song is with me still. My prayer to God will be.
I say to God, my rock, oh, why have you forgotten me? Why must I mourn all day oppressed by the vile enemy? My bones do suffer mortal pain, my foes taunt me all day. Where is your God? They mock with scorn. Where is your God? They say.
Chorus.
Why are you so downcast, my soul? Why so disturbed in me? Put hope in God, I'll praise him yet. My Savior God is he. O vindicate and plead my cause, O God, against my foe. Come rescue me from wicked men, a nation vile and low. You are my stronghold and my God. Why do you reject me? Why must I mourn all day oppressed by the vile enemy?
Here's the light.
Send forth your light and send your truth, and let them guide me well. Oh, let them bring me to your mount, the place where you do dwell. Then I'll go to God's altar, God, my joy and my delight, and I will praise you with a harp, O God, my God and light.
And the final refrain.
Why are you so downcast, my soul? Why so disturbed in me? Put hope in God, I'll praise him yet. My Savior God is he.
Yes, the word Savior there is the Yeshua, the name that becomes the name of Jesus, our Savior. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has given us his Holy Spirit to groan with us when we lament. So hope in God this day, our Savior, God is he.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.